From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As the candidates make their big pushes towards Super Tuesday, we have some big endorsements to tell you about today. The biggest paper in the biggest city in the biggest state made its picks today. The Los Angeles Times endorsed John McCain for the Republicans and Barack Obama for the Democrats. Obama also picked up a couple of other key recommendations, one from MoveOn.org and another from the Service Employees International Union in California.
In California, Hispanics make up about 40% of the population and are expected to be about 20% of the Democratic vote on Tuesday. And both Obama and Hillary Clinton are working hard to win over that key constituency. Our co-host, Melissa Block, sent this story from Southern California on the two candidates' efforts to court the Latino vote.
When Barack Obama spoke to a crowd at Los Angeles Trade Technical College yesterday, he became briefly bilingual.
Oh, I'm fired up now. I am fired up. Yes, we can. Si se puede. That's what I'm talking about.
Obama's call of si se puede has a special resonance for many Latinos who remember back to the 1970s. That's when si se puede became the rallying cry for Cesar Chavez and the United Farm Workers Union.
Hello, is Kathleen Jimenez there, please?
A phone bank at Obama campaign headquarters in Riverside, California, east of Los Angeles. That's where I met Obama volunteers Francisco Sola, a computer programmer, and Alfredo Figueroa, assistant dean of students at UC Riverside.
I'm very enthusiastic the way he has embraced our rallying cry of Si Se Puede. He called them a timeless creed.
You know, when we first heard it, we automatically tied it into Cesar Chavez. I mean, we said, God, just say it in Spanish now, you know, and you'll clinch it for us, you know. He's telling us all of what you guys went through made it possible for me to be here today, you know.
You were talking about Barack Obama honoring Cesar Chavez. The United Farm Workers have endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, they did. Well, you know, not everybody gets it right the first time.
You know?
On Tuesday, the Kiwanis Club of Greater San Bernardino met over breakfast, huevos rancheros and refried beans. They announce an upcoming menudo cook-off.
Anybody, your grandparents can make your menudo. Your grandma can make your menudo.
Kiwanis member Gloria Macias Harrison, president of Crafton Hills College, has already cast her vote for Hillary Clinton.
For me, it's not a race issue. It's more a gender issue because in my mind, the good old boys come in all colors, white, brown, pink, yellow, or green.
Oh, yes, Harrison has heard Barack Obama take up that old union cry, si se puede.
I'm not impressed. I knew Cesar Chavez. I knew what he stood for. It's not enough to have somebody si se puede. I'm sorry. What do you stand for? What kinds of things have you championed? What do you have a passion for? Those are the kinds of things I want to see.
In a state as vast as California, the campaign for Latino votes is largely conducted on the airwaves. This week, both Clinton and Obama started running new ads on Spanish-language stations here.
Nuestra candidata es Hillary Clinton, porque respeta nuestra cultura y entiende los problemas que afectan a nuestra comunidad.
It says, our candidate is Hillary Clinton, because she respects our culture and understands the problems that affect our community.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Soy Barack Obama, y yo apruebo este mensaje.
Nosotros sabemos que se siente ser usados como chivo expiatorio por nuestro origen y apellido. Y nadie entiende esto mejor que Barack Obama.
Obama's ad says, we know what it feels like to be used as a scapegoat because of our background and our last name. And no one understands this better than Barack Obama.
Unidos con Obama, construiremos un mejor futuro.
A better future, a candidate who understands, and maybe who will tuck into some Mexican food. A couple of weeks ago, Hillary Clinton ate lunch at King Taco with the mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa, a national co-chair of her campaign, which made headlines and raised some eyebrows.
The classic thing is that they come in and they eat the Mexican food, and somehow that makes them understand us better.
Orlando Ramirez is editor of La Prensa, covering Riverside and San Bernardino counties.
You know, somehow if they can handle a little chili on their tacos, they're okay by us. That's been the standard kind of electioneering that's gone on in the past. I have a little bet with my staff to see which one is the first one to put on a sombrero.
Ramirez won't be collecting on that bet. He put his money on Rudy Giuliani. In the city of Paris, in Riverside County, a couple of dozen Latinos are taken out of a citizenship class. They're handed Hillary Clinton posters, and they march down the block behind a local community activist with a megaphone. The Clinton campaign knew we were coming, and this procession seems to be cobbled together for our benefit. Down the street, the iconic labor leader, Dolores Huerta, talks to the small gathering. Huerta was co-founder of the United Farm Workers Union and is one of Clinton's most prominent Latino endorsers.
También somos buenos para piscar votos, y eso lo vamos a hacer. ¿Se puede?
Huerta tells the group, even though you're not citizens and can't vote, you can be part of an army to get out the vote on Marte Supremo, Super Latino Tuesday. It was Dolores Huerta who coined the phrase, si se puede, with Cesar Chavez back in the 70s. I asked her about the symbolism of Barack Obama taking up the cry.
Well, I think the senator is trying to establish a relationship with the Latino community, which he does not have, and I think he was using kind of a shortcut. So if he could use Si Se Puede, then that somehow might identify him. But he really does not have a relationship, and people don't really know who he is. And I think that's one of the big advantages that Hillary Clinton has, because they do know her, they trust her, and they have confidence in her.
But Obama's national co-chair, Maria Elena Durazo, says her candidate appeals to Latinos through authenticity.
His personal experiences, the son of an immigrant, the son of a single mother, those are all things that they're not shortcuts. He's never taken a shortcut. He's taken solid steps one by one by one.
Durazo admits that Obama's quest for the Latino vote is an uphill battle. In the two states with sizable Latino populations that have voted so far, Nevada and Florida, Clinton has won the Latino vote by wide margins. On the campus of UC Riverside, senior Miguel Cruz was among a number of Latino students who told me they'll be voting for Clinton on Tuesday. As for Barack Obama,
I'm not saying that we still live in a racist country, but there still are a lot of people that deep down inside, they might not want him to be president because of his color. They're just not going to openly come out and say it.
Do you think that would be the case if it were a Hispanic candidate too?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. I think it's Asian or Hispanic. That's why I feel that Hillary Clinton has a better chance of winning. She might be a woman, but she's of the white race, so I'm pretty sure that her chances are better.
Clinton supporters point to her long-standing ties with the Latino community and say they expect her to do very well among Hispanic voters here on Tuesday. Obama got a comparatively late start in building those connections. He's more of an unknown. But there are cartons full of red posters in his Los Angeles office, emblazoned with this hopeful message, Sí, se puede. I'm Melissa Block.